If we allow with the Shtama Tone and we are meitzi the Sode on the basis of the Agoda with the Misire, maybe a month later so will come to another person and you will not produce the Misire. Just the Shtama Tone and the other person will not suspect that they the Chsima are craving. And then there will be meitzi the Sode, even though it will be a mess. Because the fact is, Klapishmai is Galia, they are in Misere. But since the other Besdin will not hear the Haggadah of the Misere, so it shall look at it, that's like the Gemara in Shavuos, that in Nine Lechot Sheyidea Bechaveire, his co-witness, Shul Gazlan, so she also restarted from Mishnah and Vashagatirchot, even though, let's say, Reuven saw how Levi borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda, and Shimon also saw it together with him. But Reuven knows that Shimon is a Gazlan, but Bezdin doesn't know he's a Gazlan. So Mele, if he asks Shimon to join him in testifying before Bezdin, even though they'll be testifying the truth and only the truth, but Bezdin will not know that he is a Gazlan, and had Bezdin known he's a Gazlan, then Bezdin wouldn't be done on the basis of the testimony. So Reuven is there and Vashek Atirchok. So here too, if Moritz and Hedrin, if Ishtamatone has a Yechsime craving and then the Messiah Kshirim come to Besdin, so Besdin is not allowed to act on that because of the possibility that if they recognize that when the Messiah come, so the same Balashtar who has the Shtar Matone, the Mikabel Matone, will come to another Besdin and not produce Edim and still be Meitzi, and then to be Shaloi Kedim. But here, if the Ksive is Lishmo, we know that the Ksive is Lishmo, and they are in the Misire, so it's kosher. So what do I care if another time the Isha will produce the get and will not produce the Misire, and Besdin will give her a heter to get married? It will be Kedim. In other words, that even if a get has a Dechsime Kshayim, but the Chsime Shaloi Lishmo, so it's not good as Ishtar Kinyan on the basis of the Chsime. Let's say in case where there are no Edimisire, but it is good as Ishtar Ayin. It's good as the right. So Tesis has to say, Gozru Chsime or Tuxive, I mean, it's a special thing. Anyway, Tesis Shite is a good starai. Now, the Rambam Shite is, that there are three Shites of Shaitan here. One is the Shites Againim, that if the Chsime is Shaloi Lishmo, and the Ksive is Lishmo, and the Arim, even if the Arim is in the Messiah, so then the get is possible with the rice. Mizuyek Mitech is possible with the rice. That's the Shittes Abim. But most Rishenim Achili come to Shittes Abim. And most Rishenim say the Rambam and the Rajbo at the end, even though at the beginning the Rajbo mentions the Chittes, but then at the end he rejects the Chittes. They say that if the Chsime Ashaloi Lishmo, and the Ksive is Lishmo, and then there is the Ksive Lishmo and the Aredi Misire, so Midraisi is kosher, but Midrabonon it's possible. Rabonon it's possible. But the Rambam says, suppose the Aredi Misire, the Arnoid Misire, the Ksive was Lishmo, and the Chsime was Shaloi Lishmo, and there are no Edimisire, so like this, the Shittes Rambam is, which is the Shitte of all Rishenim, except Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Ephraim, that where they are the Chsime, even though no Edimisire, so then the get is kosher, even Mirabo, because the Chsime become Edimisire, or because after the Chsime comes, anyway, they are kosher. But here the Rambam says that's only if the Chsime are Lishmo, but if the Chsime sign their name Shaloi Lishmo and there are no Edimisire, so then the get is possible with the rice. The Goyen in Simen Kuflamet is Chilek on the Rambam, and he says, what do I care that the Chsime is Shaloi Lishmo? After all, he passed like a blazer. According to Rabbi Lezer, that who says it in Misire Karse, so then the because of his preference to the Ksive has to be Lishmo. The Ksive does not have to be Lishmo. So just as it is good in the case where the Arei Misire should be just as kosher, where there are no Arei Misire, because because of his concern, so that is reference to the Ksive, and here it's a question of the Rai of Shtores. So Eidechsime Ksherim, so it's still there is the Rai of Shtores. In other words, he mentions Teisves as a Rai against the Rambam. So it's not that the Goyen is Chilik Anor Rishenim, he's Machriya like Tesis. But this Tesis, the Goyen says that this Tesis is Chilik Anor Rambam. Because the Rambam Shita is that even though Idach Sime without the Misir is kosher, but that's only if the Chsime is Lishmo. But if the Chsime is Shalom Lishmo, then it's possible to rise. Why? Because why is it kosher? Because the Idach Sime are Idi Biru and the Misir through the Raya of Shtores. When is a child to say there is a Raya of Shtores if the Chsime is Lishmo? But if the Chsime is Shalom Lishmo, then there is no Raya of Shtores. That's the Shittis Rambam. And the question is, and there's the Shittis Rashbo, and there's the Shittis Rashbo also. And the Goyen is Chaylik, and he mentions the Tesis. The Tesis is in accordance with Tishke. But the Shittis Rambam has to be explained. Why does the Rambam say that if the Ksive is Lishmo, and the Ksime is Shaloi Lishmo, so it's kosher with the rice if they are in Misire. But if they are not in Misire, then it's possible with the rice. So the question is, Monefshah, if when they are in Misire, it's kosher with the rice, because according to Rabbi Lezer, the Vekosaf has reference to the Ksive, so even if they are not in Misire. So then, if as Ishtaraya, it should be good Ishtaraya, and if as Ishtaraya is a good Ishtaraya, so even Shaloi Lishmo, so maybe so the Dirsime should be considered a Misire. So the Rambam Shiti is no, that by get in other stories, so Idirsime are in the Biro, even though it's not Lishmo, but other stories there is no requirement of Lishmo. Mashein kim by get, whether it's a requirement of Lishmo, if the Chsime is Shaloi Lishmo, then they cannot even serve, then it's not even a valid Shtaray. That is to be explained. Why shouldn't it be a valid Shtaray as far as the Rai of Shtores is concerned, which is based upon the fact that the Isha holds it? Does it make a difference? So the question is, how does the Isha hold it? After all, when they didn't sign the get, they didn't give it to the Isha, they gave it to the Baal. How does it happen that now the Isha produces it? Obviously, the Baal gave it to her. So, and if it's Shaloi Lishmo, so the Raya is diminished. So the Rambam has to be explained. What's the Shitsa? Now, the Rambam Shiti is that Shtores is Mirabon. So there is a very important Chaim on it. And the Ramban is the Kashi. The Ramban is the Kashi. Why Shtores Mirabon? Because Mirai say, Edes Vishtar is not valid. Because Mipi and Balim Piksov. So Ramtam Shiti is that Mipi and Balim Piksov implies only that a Nilem cannot testify, because he's not holy Bilim. But someone who's not in Elaine, even if he testifies Biksav, he sends in a letter to Besdin, so Besdin can be Mikabel Davis. Even though he doesn't appear, the Edim don't appear before Besdin, and they just read the letter. So, but of course, it has to conform to all the requirements of Edis, let's say, Pushachire. So in the letter they have to write, Beziyim, Beis Shor, Beis Mokim, everything. But Piksovim only implies that a Nilim cannot testify. But the Rambam Shite, and most, not, I don't know the most Rishonim, because it seems that the Rishite is also a government town, that Piksovim is also. Anyway, I suppose most Rishonim are Chilik and government town. And most Rishonim say that Mipiksovim implies that Mipiksovim is not good, even if the letter is written by individuals who are not ilmu, who are not mute. So because Hagodah has to be Balpeh. But as the Ritvo in Makis points out, it doesn't mean that Hagodah requires people to sight. It's not a flaw. In other words, it only means that if the aiding who testify do not appear before Besdin, if there is no confrontation between the Edim and Besdin, then the Hagodah cannot be miscarried. So, but suppose the Edim come before Beis Din, and they're not yonim. But let's say the doctor told them not to speak, not to irritate their throat, the vocal cords. So they write down on a piece of paper the Haggadah. Then the ritual says it's good. There is no aloche. It's mistaba like that. There is no aloche of bitis for sign. So the aloche of biksova means not that biksav is no good. The aloche of biksova means that the Edim have to appear before Beis Din. The same thing would be true. Suppose Edim would send in a record of the Haggadah. A record. They would record the Haggadah. They are, let's say, in California, and they would record, they make a record of the Haggadah, and they would sell it in to a Beis Din in New York. So it's the same psul as in Piksov. Even though it, yes.
Wouldn't you get to a point where you'd need Edim to testify that this, if they wrote it, and you have the shtar, or this document from Edim, then yes. You'd need other Edim to testify that this was a good
That's true. There is a Mordechai in Dushan, at the end of Dushan, that if the Piksovam is good, but like this we say Shtar, Edim Achsum, Rashtan Ashrachsum, Bezdin, even if it's not Niskai, so it's good because of the Aloch of Shtores. That's only if it's Shtar, if it's Nasim, that's an Israel. But suppose Edim send a letter to Bezdin, then the Aloch of Edim Achsum, Rashtan Ashrachsum, Bezdin doesn't apply. Because it's not Shtar. So then it has to be Niskabel in the same way as it is Valpeh. So Beis Din has to be sure that this was written, let's say, by Reuven and Shimon, the purporting writers of the written testimony. So it has to be Niskayim. If it's not Niskayim, so Midrashim it's not good. Yeah, that's true. The Mordechai, the end of Dushan said that. But so the Shitas. So the Shita of most Rishonim is that, and that's what the Ritva says. That Piksovim is not good, but Piksovim is not good doesn't mean Biksav it's not good. If the Edim, if there is no confrontation between the Edim and Beis Din, then it's no good. But if the Edim come to Beis Din, but instead of saying the testimony with their lips, they say a Biksav and Beis Din reads the Ksav, there is a confrontation. Then it's a good Edim. Then it's Edim Valpeh because there is no Aloche. There is no aloche of bitus v'sai. Now the Rambam Shita is that the shtores is mid rabbonon, because by shtores, so the Edim don't come to Beis Din and divide it. The Edim sign it, and then they disappear. I mean, they can go in the Siyam. So still it's good. So it's good only mid rabbonon. So Rambam's kashi is how about Dikin of Dishin? So the Ramban says, we see by Gittin of Dushin, if there is Eder Sime, so the Isha is Mikareshes. The Isha is Mikareshes, but if Piksovam, if by Shtores there is a concept of Piksovam applies, why is she Mikareshes? And then he has another Kashe, we see if an Isha produces a get before Beis Din with Eder Sime, then Beis Din gives her a heter. To get married, so it's a good shtaraye. If it's in the Rabbonon, so right, by moment it's hefka bez nefka. But by get, how can mit Rabbonon Beis Din give a heter when the whole raye is only effective in the Rabbonon, not in the raye? So Reb Chaim gives a teretz, and the same teretz is mentioned by the Nesivos in Simen Chof Ches. The same thing. As a matter of fact, the Shach also implies it. But the Nisibes says it, spells it out. The Reb Chaim says, the Nisibes spells it out. The Shach doesn't spell it out explicitly. what does Reb Chaim say and what does Nesivos say? Briefly, in other words, of course, Shtoris is a special Zeros HaKosov. What does the Ramban say? Shtoris is a special Zeros HaKosov. Special Zeros HaKosov. So the psul of Mpiksovom doesn't apply. What is Shtar? So let every letter to Bezdin be considered Shtar. Because there is special Zeros HaKosov, because it is safe for Chaseid. So the answer is, Shtar means the Baramoyer, the Nivomes, the Sukye of Lomol Tiknus Man Bigdushin, Laflamet Gimel. So the Baramoyer, the Ramban Mohamme is all the same, say one thing, Per. Shtar means Nasa Yasam Shai. Shtar means if the Leve tells the Edim to sign it. Piksova means the Leve didn't tell them anything. But the Soal Voye, so they write a letter to Bez. Then it's Mitzvah. If it's Nasa Midas HaMishchayev, the Levi told them to sign. The Nesim, the Meicheya, the Baal, the Doden, so then it's Shtar. But if the Mechayev, the Balashtar, didn't tell them to sign, then it's Mitzvah. Then it's Mitzvah. And then, yes, yeah. So then, so it's a special Zeros HaKosov Shtar. But the machlekes, Reb Chaim says, machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban is on one thing. Shtar is a special Zeros HaKosov. But what is Shtar? So the Ramban shit is, Shtar means Nasim Zeros HaMishchayev. Even if doesn't affect any kinyonim, any change of status, or any change of ownership, just Raya Balme. The Mishchayev even in Raya Balme, so it becomes a Shtar Midrais. So if the Leve tells them to sign, even though the Shtar doesn't affect any liability, because when one borrows $1,000 from the other, he has to pay him whether there is a Shtar or isn't a Shtar. So Mimele, if it's Nasim Zeros HaMishchayev without affecting Kinyonim, change of status or change of ownership, so it has a Chaleishem Shtar. The Rambam Shiti is Midraise, it has a Chaleishem Shtar if it affects Kiyom. Like get, it changes the status. Kedush, it changes the status. Shicho, it changes the status. Shtamatone, it changes the ownership. Shtamachire, where the Kiyom is for the Shtar, it changes the ownership. So that's Shtar. But if it doesn't affect any Kiyom, it's not a doesn't have a Chaleishem Shtar. So Mele, the psul of Mpiksovom applies. So why is Shtaraya good? Because of the special tachon. Now the Mesivos says the same thing in Simon Chofres. Same thing. It's a little bit of a pellet that the kind of it mentions. Of course he says new things also that Mesivos doesn't say. Oh, Simon Chof Ches in Ches Mishpet Oy Zayin Ein Shach Shehidi Kushes Ramban al Ramba Behod Amrinon Bishas Begitnu Gdish Shneach Tore Deisa. He says Vilfian Yizdait in Yerli Yashif Dishane Gitnu Gdish Nushtore Kinyam Mishtore Rai. In a few words, the same thing. So, everybody is made it. The Rambam is also made it. That Shtoris is a special Zeros HaKosov. But the question is, what is Shtar Midrash? So, according to the Ramban, Shtar is Nasim Zeros HaMishchayev, even if it doesn't affect the Kinyan. And according to the Rambam, if it doesn't affect the Kinyan, then it doesn't have a Chaleishem Shtar. So Mele by Shtoraya is only Takonis Chachon. That's why the Rambam says that Chaitchin, the Mechaba uses the Lashon Rambam Chaitchin din momenes beidei shevishtar af al pi shein edim kayomim kidei shalitinu delas bifnei lom. What's the Rambam? Pashtarajinye. So the special deal is Hakosuk. Now, some mele both kashes by the Ramban are answered. One kashe by the Ramban is how does he get effect Gerash? The answer is it affects Gerash. Because Pashtarajinye and the Gzeres Hakosuk of Big Sovom doesn't apply. Because it is a Halishim Shtar. The other kashe is how does he get the chsimu of the get affect raye and ho raye? If an isha produces a get before bezna for the chsimu, she doesn't have to produce it in the sira and bezna gives her head to the get now. So it's a raye. That this is a raye brura mid raise. So again, it's not difficult because the Rambam is made in shtores in special zeros hakosuf. So shtores in special zeros hakosuf in relative to shtar kinyan is a special zeros hakosuf and relative to ishtaraya too. But if it doesn't affect the kinyan, it doesn't have a halishim shtar. It cannot be ishtaraya either. But if it does affect the kinyan, some mele it has a halishim shtar. Some mele the zeros hakosuf piksovam doesn't apply, so it can serve as ishtaray also. Now we can understand. That's right. Once it has a Halishim Shtar, it can have the Halishim Shtar midaraisa, likaberayetu.
Could have had a Halishim Shtar without the Eda Kasima. This could have had a Halishim Shtar without the Eda Kasima.
But with the Chasimo it can also have a Halishim Shtar. According to all the Shainim, except Rav Natam, you know. So it can have a Halishim Shtar. With the Chasimo. According to Rav Natam or Ben Afraim, some Mele, since he says a Halishim Shtar through the Chasimo without any Messiah, so it's a good shtaray also. It's a very simple teretz. Now, there is a very difficult piece of Gemara in Bom Mitzir. Yes?
What did we say last time that besides Nasim Shai, another
Reb Chaim. That's, you see, in Chesedes, Reb Chaim says that the Rambam is made with all the Rishenim. The shtar is a special zeros hakosuf. And shtar means nasa d'ben Yisrael. But if it doesn't affect kinyonim, then it doesn't have a halishim shtar. So, as far as the Reb Chaim in Hilches Eidos is concerned, so he only says that according to the Rambam, if it doesn't affect the kinyon, it doesn't have a halishim shtar. But if it does affect the kinyon, then it becomes a shtar to nasa d'ben Yisrael. However, in Milches Ishes, the Chaim says that according to the Rambam, in order to become a Chefs of Shtar, it has to be Nase Midas Balashtar, not Nase Midas Yisrael. That's another point. But as far as this Reb Chaim is concerned, it's not important. It's another to answer another Kasha and the Rambam Milches Ishes. The Rambam says that if Shtar Gdushin was written Midas Hoyisho or Midas Hashliach, so it's good. The Ramban is relic, he says, after all we pass Eimer Imru is possible, some mele. But the Gemara says Eimer Imru, if the Baal told the Shliach to instruct the Eidim to sign it, or the Sefer to write. But the Ramban says the same thing applies to the Isha too by Shtar Gdushin. And the Rambam, Reb Chaim says, according to the Rambam, there's a difference because the Das HaBaal by Shtar Gdushin is Mitzad Baal HaShtar. The Das or Isha that is required is only Mitzad Das HaMishchayev, so Mele, Eimer Imru only applies when it relates to Das Baal HaShtar. But when it relates to Das HaMishchayev, it's another piece. But it's not important for this time, yes.
If the reason why Edom Hasim is considered good Edom Hasim, like the Ron explains, that because the May is on the, they become an Edom Bearer, so we first have to establish they're a good Shtarayim. If the only reason why we're saying they're good Shtarayim is because they're already good for Shtar Kinyan, but they first become good Shtar Kinyan because they're a good Shtarayim.
Okay, you mean it's circular reasoning? It's not circular reasoning. In other words, because if the effect the kinyan, then it is, it becomes a chetz of shtar. Shtar means it has to accomplish something, not just to be mivara things. What? Yeah, that's right. It has to accomplish something. So even if it accomplishes the kinyan through the raya, it doesn't matter. It's not circular reasoning. It's not circular reasoning. So, in other words, so even if it becomes Ishtar Kinyan as a result of becoming Ishtar Ayat, what is Basachas? It's not that one takes effect first and the other one takes effect later. It's Basachas. So it's not circular reasoning. All right, anyway. So, now there is a very difficult piece of the Mori in Bamutsi. And there it's very remarkable. The Ramban is chilik and this lomdis that in order to be a chetzi of shtar, then it must affect Yoni. And the Ramban shita is that even shtar rayis isn't a rayis, because it's nasim doesn't is rayis, even though it doesn't affect Yoni. But there is a certain Ramban in Bomitzie which is expressive of the lomdes of the Rambam. Now, let me daf you give it. Daf you base on the base, there is a Mishnah in Bomitzie. Motzo shtomi chayis. Im yeish ben achayis nechosim lo yarze. Shebez nifoyme. Im ben achayis nechosim yarze. Shein bez nifroimen, divrei Rav Meir, v'chachomim eimrim, bin kach liyarzir, mipnei shebez nifroimen. So if somebody finds a shtar in which achayis nechosim means it spelled out that the malve will be able to collect his debt from the likuros. So if it is spelled out in the shtar, that the malve will be able to collect his debt from the likuches, he shouldn't return it. Because then, if he returns it, so then the malve will collect from the likuches, and maybe it's mizuyet. So, after all, the malve didn't hold it in their possession. Somebody found it in the street. So, the malve says he lost it, but maybe it's not true. She bears me for him, ain't by machais nechosim. But suppose the shtar doesn't even spell out that the malve should be able to collect the debt from the likuches. So Rav Meir says yes, because then there is no possibility of it akol. She bears me for him, what will the malve do if we return it to him? So the malve claims he lost it. So if we return it to him, then we'll come to Bezdin, and he'll collect, he won't be able to collect from the likuches, because the shtar achayis nechosim is not mentioned. And Rav Meir certainly holds that achayis laftor is eichon. Divrei Rav Meir, v'chachomim eimrim, bin kach liyarzir, mipnei shebez nifroim. So the Gemara asks the kasha, I'm asking him, ilei mekish chayiv meide, when the levi is meide, that is not mizuyeh, if he's genuine. So the lady is made it. That he genuine and the malve lost it. So why shouldn't you return it? It was building made it. I made it. Made it. If the lady claims that it's forged, so why does the mayor say in the why? Because Bezdin couldn't collect from the Kuches, but Bezdin could collect from Nechosim Nechayim. And he says that he's forged. How do we tell him to return it. But we are concerned with Shmuel's Uchindi. So Shmuel says, the 10th line from the end of the Omer, Dafyut Gimel and Dalet, Shmuel Meikel Masnissen Kishen Chayv Meik. Zeyen Chayv Meik. So, Ihoche Kein Ben Achayz Lechosem Am Ayarzir. Why does Rav Meir say the Arzir, if Achayz Lechosem is not for Dalet? Nei Lo Igov Nishab Nechar Mitbegove. So Shmuel Itani, Yoma Shmuel, Eine Hoya Rav Meir, Shtachayv Shein Be Achayz Lechosem. In Gidel Loin Mishabde Be Loin Mitnechar. So Meir Shite is the Tifish Taravoye doesn't mention Shibut Nechosim that the Malve can collect from the Koches, so then that Shtar cannot even be given from the Chosim Nechayim. So that's why Rav Meir says Yarze to the Malve. So the question is, what will the Malve do with that? He couldn't be given it yet anyway. So what's the purpose? The Chimeachah Shem Heba Maya Arzir Omar Rav Nosson Bareishi, a lot of people who sometimes the star might be a very precious thing. The star could be written not on cheap paper. It could be written on a golden tablet too. So suppose, it doesn't make any difference whether it's written on a golden tablet or on a plain piece of paper. It doesn't make any difference. So in other words, even though he couldn't collect the debt, but the Malva says that he lost it, so Mela, we have to return it to him. We'll be able to use it. Lots of focus is the stopper for a battle. The stopper for a battle. So, the Chemacha Shem Yidah, my Yadir, Omar Mishim Bareishi, lots of focus is Shomar. We never really leave the lots of focus is Shalide. So the Malva says, Leide hu de Omar. Lo hu yedvor Mela. Lo hu Mela. So, so in other words, so he says it was forged. It's not his piece of paper, according to his own idea. But the Malva says it wasn't forged, and he lost it. So Mimela will return it to him, even though he will not be able to collect the debt. But what's all for Sokos? So Rashi says, in the gate of Loin Chosim Shpon Mechel, Ine in Aleve made it, Ishtore Dushibi Ben Chosim Lach Shtoreu, Vehavalei Kinil Vealpe, Vishayim lo Eloheif. So Mele, it has a din like Mele Ape. That's Rashi, why does it have a din like Mele Ape? Vishayim lo Eloheif. But Eloheif, Mele Ape, yes, but Mele Ape is also given a Chosim Chaya. No, so he says, it's less than a Mele Ape. It's like a Mele Ape without a. But why is it like a Mele Ape without a? So the Ramban explains it in the Chiddush. And the Ramban explains it according to the lomdes of the Ramban. So if the Ramban had explained it, it would be all right. But the difficulty is, but the Ramban's shita is different. Let's see how the Ramban explains it. And that's the Pshat and Rashi.
Has to
be starting it. So if it spells out Shibud Nechosim, a Mil Val Pei is not given from Nechosim Mishabodi, only Mil Bishtar, so then the Shtar Al Voye becomes a starting it. It affects certain Shibudim, certain Kiyonim. Shibudim is like a Kinyan. So mele it can be shtarai also. But if he doesn't spell out that the malve can collect from the kuches, and Rameya certainly holds a chayis laughter is either. Some mele he will not be able to collect from the kuches. So what kind of kinyonim, what does it accomplish the shtar? Except for I, nothing. Some mele the psul of piksovim applies. But that is true according to the Rambam's wonders. And then even according to the Rambam it's difficult. Because according to the Rambam, this is true midaraisa, but on the Rabbanu level there is a special takonis chachamim of shtores. And we don't say it's possible. Mirabon, here we are dealing with the nemomenes, with shibudi, hefkabes and hefker. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? So it is obvious that even though the Rambam is the tzchelik on the Rambam, that's a little bit hilchase, because we don't pasken like Shmuel and Remeya, because and even Shmuel says it only a little Remeya, not a little Chachomim. The Chachomim say lo yarzir. Why? Because Shebezen nifroim from Milod Alpe. So the Rambam is chelik on the Rambam because we pasken like the Rabbono, not like Remeya. But a little bit of Remeya, the Rambam is made to the Rambam in this longness. And not only, even according to Remeya, according to Shmuel, Remeya goes one step farther than the Rambam, a little bit of Rabbonon. The Rambam, a little bit of Rabbonon, is made that with the Rabbonon, even by Shtaraye, Nipiksovam is all right. The Konis Chachomin. And according to Remeya, not even with the Rabbonon is Nipiksovam. It has to be Ishtakinim first, according to Rameya. But anyway, we don't pass like Rameya, we pass like the Rabbonon. So mele according to the Ramban, according to the Rabbonon of Rameya, it has a Halishim Shtar, even if it's just Ishtaraye, not Ishtakinim, and according to the Rambam, midraise, if he doesn't affect Yonim, so then he doesn't have a Chalishim Shtar, but only Midrabon. So, with this, Rambam will be able to understand the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam says, that if he get was the Ksivis again, was written Lishmo, and the in the chsimes aget, the chsimes was shaloi lishmo. So then, it is kosher midraise if they are in the misire. But if they are not in the misire, then it's not kosher midraise. And the goyen is chelik. And the goyen mentions the sheet of thesis. So obviously the Rambam is chelik on thesis. In other words, whereas according to thesis by get, if the chsimes shaloi lishmo, so then, it's a good shtaray, because how can the shalul lishmo affect the nature of the ray of shtores? The same ray of shtores, but and according to the Rambam, it does not have a din of shtaray for some. So the goyim is chayyut, and machilat is. So the question is, what's this lomdus of? What's the svara of the Ramban? So, as we see that the Ramban himself, but the Ramban says that I'll leave it to Rameya. All right. But according to the Ramban, the same lomdes on the Raisa level applies to the Rabbanon also. Only according to Rameya, there is a Konis Chachomin that in the Raya Dalme has a Chalishim Shtar, and according to I mean, according to the Rabbonon of Rameya, the Rambam says that with the Rabbonon it is a Chalishim Shtar, and according to Rameya, not even the Rabbonon is a Chalishim Shtar, but on the Raisa level, even the Rabbonon of Rameya made it, that it doesn't affect Kiyonim, then it doesn't have a Chalishim Shtar, so Mele, that there's a cause of Sovereign replies, so mele, since in effecting Ishtar Kinyan, so it has to be Lishmo, in affecting Ishtar Kinyan. So it has to be, it has to be Nishmor, because there is no doubt that if, let's say, the Ksive, that if the Chsime will be Shaloi Nishmor, if the Chsime will be Shaloi Nishmor, so then the Chsime will be Shaloi Nishmor, so Mele, it will not be able to affect Ishtar Kinyan, because in order to be a good get, to be holy garish esishte, it has to be written lishmo. So mele, if it's a written lishmo, it cannot affect Ishtar Kinyan. So mele, it cannot affect Ishtaraya either, because there is no haloche of Ishtaraya nitiksovam. Only by get, there is a special Zeus HaKosov, because it is a halishim shtar. But it has a halishim shtar because it affects Ishtar Kinyan. But if it's Yaloi Lishmo, it cannot affect Ishtar Kinyan, so mainly it cannot be Ishtarai either. That's the reason as to why the Rambam is Chilik Antesis, and the Rambam Shite is that if the Chsini is Yaloi Lishmo, so then it cannot even be a good Ishtarai. So some mele, if it cannot be a good shtaraye, so how can the chsime be considered a misire? The reason is why the chsime are considered a misire and ansade, as the Baran says, because of the raya of shtores. But as far as the raya of shtores, so you have a problem. It's in Piksovam. How is the raya of shtores? The answer is shtores is special to Sakosov. That's the shite of the Rambam. That's the shite of the Rambam. What? Yeah, in Achname, the chsime does not have to be lishmo, because then it becomes Ishtar Kinyan for the Misira. It becomes Ishtar Kinyan for the Misira. But where there are no Eidim Misira, it cannot become Ishtar Kinyan for the Misira. There is no Eidim Misira. So then it can only become Ishtar Kinyan for the Yachsime. And if it has to become Ishtar Kinyan for the Yachsime, by get, without Lishmo, it cannot become Ishtar Kinyan. By get, it cannot become Ishtar Kinyan.
Without the Ksiva being Lishmo, it can't become Ishtar Kinyan. Why just put Ksiva?
But if it has to become a Chepse of get, through the Yachsime, the Anoid Misire, some mele, even according to Reb Lezer, who says that Eid Misire Karse, and the Vekosat has reference to the Ksive, because we don't need the Ksime, but where we need the Ksime, the Anoid Misire, so then it cannot become Ishtar Kinyan through a Yachsime that is Shalom Lishmo. That's the Shittas Rambam. Some mele, if he cannot become Ishtar Kinyan, some mele is the Piksovam. It cannot become Ishtaraye by itself, independent of Ishtar Kinyan, because of the psul of Piksovam, according to the Rambushik. Teisves is Chilik and Rambam. And Teisves Shiti is that there is a Zakosov of Shtores even in Raya itself, without Kinyan. Some mele, Teisves says that it's a good shtaray in the rice. It means it's a rubbish. I think, yes.
If it's a rubbish, mother, just making it into a shtaray.
Yeah. No, but according to the Rambam, seeing the Rambam Shiti is that there is a psul of Piksova, even by shtar, where it's nothing but some shtaray. But when does the psul of Piksovam not apply? When it affects Kinyonim. Some mele, once it affects Kinyonim, so then it can become Ishtaraya also. But it has to be capable of becoming Ishtar Kinyan. If it's not capable of becoming Ishtar Kinyan, some mele, it cannot become Ishtaraya independently. because of the psula punksava. Now, the next day says, Homana Rabbi. So now the Gemara's kasha was, who is the Tanna who requires that both the Ksive and the Ksime should be Lishmo? The Ksive and the Ksime should be Lishmo. So, Rabbi Yudah is the Tanna. It now Rabbi Yudah pays say lachit he Ksivose yochse mosei bitosh. After God, the Bavishka is based on the cover of Rabbi Yudah Matzre before the Nechtu for Nechtam, and Rabbi Yudah is in a certain situation, a certain case, so it's a raya that Tanakam and the Rabbi Yudah also requires the both before Nechta for Nechtam. The answer is that Tanakam agrees with one aloha of Rabbi Yudah that because of his reference to the Ksida and the Ksida. So the whole Sabbath of Rabbi Yudah, Ashitahei, Ksivose yuchsimose bitolish. Vim teima avlomole liminkat uchsimose, kibin sho yuchsida bitolish, I efsha luchsimose sheteim chuda. I mean, the ksive takes place before the chsime. So if the ksive was already bitolish, some mele, unavoidably, the chsime would be bitolish. So he says, no, it's not so unavoidable. The Yishlema, the Mishkachasle, Shekosve Alilam Tolush, Vahakim Notei, the Yishrish, the Chosve. So it's not such a Dabaposh. So the Gemara says, Umikora Maitan Ulmuk, Mutrabude, Madrina, Rab Meya, the Stamas is Rab Meya, Madrina, Rab Lazar, the Kaimon, Yerchaskapasi Begitin. Now, just before we start this thesis, I would like to discuss something else. I mentioned the Mordechai and Dushan, and this is very relevant. Now, the Mordechai and Dushan the Bis Yosef and the Ebenezer mentioned the Mordechai. The Rambam Shiti is that Shtoras is the Rabban. Why? The rice is not good because of the Ksavah. Lois Ben Sides Chaim say, I mean, this is a possible. Everybody says it. I mean, he couldn't say anything else. That the Shitas Rambam is only Shtoras rice, but Shtoras Kinya is certainly the rice because it was a cost of Shtoras. But Storaya, Midrais is not Star. Only Midrabonon there is a loch of Storas in Rai. But in Storichinian is a Chetz of Star, son of Mele. By Edis Bishtar there is no Psu of Mpiksov. And once it has a Chalish Bishtar because it affects Kinyan, son of Mele it's a good Star Midrais as a Rai also. But first it has to affect Kinyan. So that's in the case where it is Ishtar. Now, suppose the question is it possible to execute Ishtar Kinyan in get just for right? In other words, right to be one get for Kinyan, and then give another get for right. For example, let's say he'll execute one get a bar without it, just in the Messiah, and all the possible like a blessing. According to Tesis, even with Hatrile, there is no requirement of the Yachsim. The beef shit is that Hatrile, a blessing is made. All right. But according to Tesis, not even Hatrile, it's only an easy thing. So suppose he'll execute one get, the bar will tell the AD to sign again, and then, he won't tell the AD, he'll tell the Sefer to write again, and then he won't have it signed, and he'll give it to the Isha in the presence of Edim Yisrael, so the Isha becomes the precious to that get. Then he'll tell Edim to sign another get, that she should have it in her hands, she wants to get married, so it is. Is that get a good get? So of course, according to the Rambam, it's not a good get, because there is, it's not chesed shtam, that's only the Rabbonon. So it's good, so there's some shayah by woman, but not latio minos. So it goes without saying that it, according to the Rambam, it will not be good. How about the other shayim, the Achelik and the Rambam? And to say that there's a kosher of shtores just in raya itself, even without Gion, so it should appear that the Baal could do that. He could give her two gifts. One get, he'll tell the sefer to write the get, and he will not have the time, and he'll give it to her in the presence of the Messiah, she'll become the gracious. That will tell the king yet, and then he'll tell the Edim to sign another get, and that will give to the Isha to have it right. That's how it appears. And the same thing should be true of Kedushin. Kedushin, so an Isha can be Kedushin through Kesef, and she can be Kedushin through Shtar. So of course, if she's in Kedushin through Shtar, so then there is no... Then according to everybody, there is no Psula for Piksoma, because it's lacking. But suppose the Baal decides to be Kaddish out Kesef, but he wants the Isha to have a right, like this, so she'll have to always produce Edim who saw how it was Mikadisha. So he wants her to have a right, so he'll be Mikadisha with Keset, and then he'll tell Edim to sign his star that he was Mikadisha. So according to the Rambam, it will not be a good right, but according to the Dagar Shenim, it should be a good right. So, the Mordechai Yudushin mentions Achilles of Hashem, I think it's Rabbi Simcha, who says that even though in regard to Shtori Momei, he agrees with Rambam because of the special Zeros HaKosu, because B'Seifa B'Chasei, Shtores, there is no soul of Piksovot. So that's only Momei we have Zeros HaKosu. But not in Isa. In Shtar Kedushin, the Mordechai says, if the Baal will tell Edim to sign a Shtar that he was Mikadisha with Kesef, so the Shtar is not a Shtar Kinyan for the Kedushin, the Kinyan was to Kesef, so then it's no right. Rabbi Simcha, Mordechai. Mordechai, it's the vote in the Mordechai English. So the whole Maaseh where the Baal signed the Shtar, he told Edim to sign the Shtar, is a Shtar that he was Mikadisha with Kesef, and the Shtar stated that they saw how the Baal gave her the Tabas. But then, and then there was a certain shaila. It had a hempek, in other words, it had a hempek. But there was, it turned out that one of the dayonim who signed on the hempek was a korev to the kala. And then so there is a tshuva that it's not good. Then Rabbi Simcha says, in that case, it is certainly, Rabbi Navigda said, that it's not good since there was a certain flaw. But then he says that even if it hadn't been, even if it had been Iskaina Shtarachisman, without any problems, it still wouldn't be good. He says, Hoyoime Rabbi Simcha, Shein Oides Niskabeles Mite Hashtar. Then he says, at the end, he says, the agode mitech haksav lafshmo agode. Avol shtar momei הקושל וחושם בעדים ומוסרו ליד בעל הדובר הבקדת בפה. נאו, דבור במורחי. כל שמישור הגנס ושתור עם עומי הם יסייד נביאים על פי עבור נעתי את הכל הסכח על זה כי דוז נתגלי את זה של ישראל על פי עבור את דכסיך כוסי תיסי ובחסי ואוי נדי שלא יעשו הכוסו פסינס השתה כדו כדו יסייד נביאים ואי די פילט מי שאוזי, די גמורה סז, מי פיר ומפקסובם, לאירה די שטר עמים סאול בעד מהמייסה, אלא ואיבים שקייס נעידוס נעניו, בישיר וכל ליבז, דוי ידי מייסה הוסם דה הגודם תחצב ועשמו הגודם, אבל שלמון מן הכוסם וחוסם ואיבים, ומסרול בעל הדובר חבא כדי לפה, מהי לפה ועד אחרם שתעבדו שלמן כל התאבדי בידו, ממיקום פקסובם, וידעתי ושעבדו שם שאולי שם ניקרס בי, וניקרו לקוסי, ומקשים להבאי על יציא, אבל שתראי, על קדושי כסף, וניקרו לקוסי, ורבון לא מפיין לקסובם, ושלם אביגדה עקיין, so is the שיטה of רבני שמחה, and of רבינו אביגדה. And they don't agree with the שיטה סרמבן, because according to the Rambam, even by Shtore Momei, it's the Rabbana. The Posig, because it's the Sefer V'chaseim, because a novi rashoi l'chadish dovo, but once there is it, the Kamas Chachomim, so the novi can be mazir, and the Kamas Chachomim also, as we find that Jeremiah was reprimanded the Jews for being either on Shvusim and Shabbos. And so here too, the Posik in Jeremiah spells out Shtore Milve, but Shtore Rai, but that's only Mid Rabbonon, but he says no, it's Aloch Lameshi Mishinai, Shtore Rai, that the Psul of Pixolim doesn't apply, but that Aloch Lameshi Mishinai applies only to Shtore Mami, not to Shtore Yisa. But Shtore Yisa, it has to be Shtartinian in order to serve as Shtore Rai. So we see that even the Rishenim, who are Chilik and Rai, and who hold that there is a halacha of Shtore Raya, if it's not in the Mishayim, and if Balashtar holds it, so it's only by Mome, but by Yisrael there is no such thing by Yisrael. The Melech, when the Goyen says, it seems that the Goyen Shite is not like the Shite of Rabin Avigdor and Rabin Simcha, because the Goyen is Chalik and the Rambam, and the Goyen says that even if the Chsimes Eidim was Shaloi Lishmo, even if the Chsimes Eidim was Shaloi Lishmo, so and there are no Eidim Yisire, but if the Chsida was Lishmo, so it's a good get, because as far as the Rai is concerned. So what difference does it make whether it's Lishmo or it's not Lishmo? So we explain the Shita Rambam because of the Rambam Shite, the Rambam Shito say that Shtores is the Rabbon. But the Rambam is made by Shtore Chinyan, Shtore is not the Rabbon in the Rai. Why is Shtore Chinyan different? Because then it's Shtar. But if it's incapable of affecting the Shtore Chinyan, then it cannot even be Shtarai. So why is the Goyen Chaylik and the Rambam? Because the Goyen agrees with other Rishenim that there's a kosuf of Shtarai even when it doesn't affect Kinyan. But if the Goyen had agreed with the Shita of Rabin Avigdor, Rabin Simche, so it shouldn't be Chaylik and the Rambam. So it's a Raya that the Goyen is Chaylik and Rabin Simche and Rabin Avigdor. It's a Raya. Now, we just go over the cases, but I don't think that we can discuss the whole cases because too late. The kaimel on aloche, but we'll just start the case. The kaimel on aloche, Rabbi Lezer b'Dittin, mishn meyer hoche biditen no ka git aber aloch es mei se ab bishor shtos af gab de kholam roye de kamon shabat rablezer so rablezer darf ge biditen kamon is a darf ge biditen kamon ge shmul bidine en shmul is khilik anol anol diz mandomas and the old the whereas other amroim hold the daloch like Chablezer is only begitten, not Bishor Shtores, but Shmuel holds the daloch of Chablezer even Bishor Shtores. Now, that in itself we have to understand. Why should there be a difference between get and other Shtores? Why should there be a difference? Monefshach, if a Misirek has, so, all right, Chablezer himself applies the the aloha of in Sirikar say Tolstoy's. But the question is, do we pass like Chablezer by Shostores or only by Gittin? So what's this? Why should we be mechalik between Shostores and Gittin at all? Gittin is Ishtar and Shostores is Ishtar. And if in Sire can affect it as Ishtar Kinyan, why shouldn't it affect it by Shostores also? So, same wonders, same and similar wonders. In other words, one thing is clear, that even if we say the Mesirek, so the Mesirek can affect it as a Shtakin, but as a Shtarai, it's not shy to say that without Sime, it's a Shtarai. How is a Shtarai when you have to bring the Edim always before Bezim? And if the Edim, if the Edim go in the Seyam, so nor the rise buttons. So what kind of Ishtarai is it? So, in order to become Ishtarai, then the Edis has to be intrinsic in the Shtar, not extrinsic, not extraneous to the Shtar. So, Mele, there are certain Amoroim who hold by Shtorim Momen, there is a Aloche, because of the Posik in Yirmiyeh. Because of the Pasik. Und satim bichol cheres leman yam du yom rabi. That means shtore momei. Even to affect ishtar kinyen, it has to be ishtar ayos. This is the pshat of manyam diyam rab. It's not a mitzvah manyam diyam rab. You have to put it in a vault in a bank for manyam diyam rab. It means it has to be capable of serving the ishtarai. And if it's not capable of serving the ishtarai, it's not effective even as ishtakiyim. But that's the sakosul. So of course there's a machleik samoloim in that, because the question is, what does the pasuk imply? Does the pasuk imply the manyam diyam rabin in order to serve as ishtaraye? It has to be the manyam diyam rabin. But as ishtar kinyan, there is no requirement the manyam diyam rabin. Or even to serve as ishtar kinyan, there is a requirement that it has to be the manyam diyam rabin. That's the machlekes amroim, where the halachic. So Rabbi Blazer himself holds that there is a kosuf of Satan the Klicheres Leman Yam Diyom Rabbi only implies that if it is not capable of serving a Saraya Leomim Rabbin, let's say Mikambra Sarayomim, so then when people forget, so then it's not a good Saraya, but Ishtakin it is. And that's Shmuel. And the other Amoroim who say Halochik Rav Lezer Begitin but not Bishor Shtores, they hold that the Pshat in the Posik and Satin Bechlecheres Lemayam the Yomim Rabin is that if it cannot serve Yomim Rabin as Ishtaraye, so then it cannot even serve as Ishtar Kinyan. So Mele they say Halochik Rav Lezer Begitin but Bishor Shtores not. The story moment there's a cause of that if it cannot be Ishtaraye, so it cannot even be effective as Ishtakin. So that's the Pshat. So Teza says that we pass from like Shmuel, that Halochi, Rav Lezer not only did, but even Bishostar. So why do they say Kaim Allah that they didn't? Ayrocha be gitten look at it. Allah can may say a Bishostar. The Afro gab the Cholam Roy, the Kamon Savik Rabbezer, that the begitten Kaim Allah, the Shmuel the Dine, the Polo, the Kamar the Rab, the Kamar a Bishostar. The Eid, the Ferig, the Bere, the Matante, the Vaximale, the Gise, כמה רב יסב זו אקני יבידו מסירה כרבלזה ופורך להבאיה ואומר רב אבא מידי רבלזה מזו יבדיר אשר פוסל משמע די רב יסב הבאיה דאב בסרוי so only because it was מזו יבדיחי but if it because it had it אכסים מפסולים but if it didn't have it אכסים altogether then it would be kosher נשלמתוני so it's a riot that we passed that both passed like רבלזה and שולשטור סולס משמע דרב יסי ואבאי דן פסוי סביק רב לזה ולפיר כנאמר מרבה בדפיד א' הישטור פסוי דמאסנו בפסד ישראל מדבילים בין נחרת ולפיר כוח צורך לזוי שיהיה נסירה בשס נסינס הגט די אינו קרס די לקשו אידי נסירה אינו מגרשת אפל גב די כיחסימה סודת סטי פשיטה נאט לייק all the other Hashemi. Afal gav di eki dechsime, velim hane I dechsime, Eloshim yomuse I dimisire, o yeilchu lehem, dines hayam, shetinose al dechsime, vimistome behechsha naase, ki damrinom bashaleach. So, this is what it is, but that's more old Hashemi, nachil kadem, that even Amin and the Shechno doesn't even mention a day like this, but this shita is unlike all the other shani that according to Rav Lezer in Misire Karse, if there are no Eid Misire, even though there are Eid Chsime, so then the get is possible with the rice, not with Rav Lezer, but with the rice possible, because according to Rav Lezer, Eid Misire makes the star into a star. The star and the star. So, without the Misire, it's not good. So, what's the importance of Eid Chsime? So, here we find a very strange Fiddish thesis. The importance of Eid Chsime is, in case the Misire, the importance of Eid Chsime consists in the fact that in the event the Eidei Misire Golim Dines Hayam and they cannot be produced or if they die so then the Isha should be able to get married. So why is the Isha able to get married? Because if an Isha produces a get and they are Eidei Chasime and the get so then Bezin assumes that everything was done Kidas V'Kidin since we passed like Rav Lezer that there has to be Eid Misire, some mele kidas v'gedin means that the get was not only nimsam yada bal yada isho, but it was nimsam yada bal yada isho in the presence of Eid Misire. In the presence of it, even though, I mean, so that's the Zerosakos of Shtorerai. That's the Zerosakos of Shtorerai. So the Raya of Eid Machsum Rasta, Nasi, Kimishnachse Besden go so far that we say, since the Eidach Sime, so it's a Raya, not only that the get was Nimsam Yadabal and the Isha didn't grab it by herself from the table. All right, that we can understand. It's very simple, it's common sense. How, if the Baal hadn't given it to her, how would it come into possession? Because when the Eidim Chasmet, they gave it to the Baal, not to the Isha. How is the Isha able to produce it? But Teisa says no. On the basis of the Raya of Shtores, we take it for granted not only that the Baal was Mesa get to the Isha, but that the Baal was Mesa the get to the Isha in the presence of Eid Misir.
That's Eid Misir. We make on our own.
What?
That's not a Raya of Shtoris.
This is a Chochez Dodis. this is the chacham. That could be. But anyway, it's a good raya midraish. Why? Because mistome be'achshanas. Mistome be'achshanas. And since the din requires that it should be nimsach, adabal yadayisho, so we show that it was then not it. I mean, you know, the question is, does Gershon require person or Gershon does not require person? So there is a shite, some shaming that Gershon requires person. And this is Tal Yenis Museum. Tal Yenis Museum, Kentevia, who's drawing the Yenis Museum. Is there? No. No, it's not necessary. So she says, there is a Chumash Dvorim without Yenis Museum. Is there a Chumash Dvorim without Yenis Museum? It has Yenis Museum. Okay. Say it. Ki yikachi shisho uvola. Behoyo in nisim tzochem beinov, ki mozo vayav az dovo, vikosav lo seifa krisus vinosam biyodo, vishilcho mi beize. So Yenis Mezil says, harei yisav gvar iso, viyel alo, vihei in lo ashkoch as racham in beine, arum ashkar beyaver as pizgom, viyichtiv lo seifa teruchim, kodom beidine. The Mesiras HaGet has to be the best. And there is a Loshon in Rashi in the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin that the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, mentions, gives a list of all the things that require Shleisha. So Miyun requires Shleisha. So what is Miyun? Miyun means if somebody was Mikadish, a Ktana, a Yisein. So she has no doubts, so the Kedushin is not Talmud Aras. But this, if she's not easy, also the father can give his consent. But if she's easy, no, I is not. But Midas Achio, the Imo, or Ektano is already there, let's say she's 11 years old and she has a doubt, and she decides to get married to a certain person, so then with the Rabbonon there is Dushin. But since the Dushin is with the Rabbonon, so the Chachomim are misaking that she, that's the only kind of Dushin that annulment is Shayach, that she can have it annulled. Limafreya. But the Iget is terminates the Ishes with Kano Habo, but not Limafreya. But a Miyun is like an annulment. Own English moment. It's retroactive. It becomes retroactively determined that she was never married to him. So what does Miu mean? She has to say Bifnishleisha in a rate of the plane. She doesn't even have to say why I don't want. I just don't want it. So that's Miu. So Asha Miu Bishleisha. So Asha says Miu Bishleisha. How the Tikkun Rabbonon came the Raisa Tikkun. So some Amuchiyah and this Rashi, Gude, others, the Rashi Shite is like Yenis Nezir, it's a bit Kiddush. That get requires best, but the Yenis Nezir itself has to be explained. It's not mentioned in any place that get requires best, but as a matter of fact, so some as the kashe, there's the more at the end of the Basre, Otto kom di migareish, in a migareish, beat me up. So it seems that this is never possible, that he doesn't require that. But Rabbi Gershon's Jill saying that Gemara is, Otto kom migareish, in a rabbi kom migareish, not in a migareish, but in a rabbi at the end of the Basre. Begin a radical guy, son, otherwise according to Rabbi Gershon Zero says there is no right. Anyway, Yenis Mezio says that get requires best. So in Behuda says that it's Kipshute and so on, he says in Rashi. But the Beis HaLevi mentions a tshuva from Reb Chaim Elojenberg. The Beis HaLevi mentions a tshuva from Reb Chaim Elojenberg that he says another pshat in Rashi, in Mele, he says the same thing in Yemes and Nizir. He says, Mele Mishamano, that he gets should require based in the Sosalach. How is it possible that the Gemara shouldn't mention it? All right. So the Russian ought to call Megara, if he didn't Megara, somebody in Rabbi coming out. But such a deal should not be mentioned. It's not mentioned. So the Chaim Elojenberg says also something that is a big chiddush. Please, it reduces the chiddush of the innocent Israel to a minimum. Like this, inexplicable. He says, because the Gemara says, in Gittin, Habaya haben gmaske von der Rav Yisef, das Beches, so kann Masse a Gittin. So, yes, what must I give him? In other words, there are certain husbands who are gedin can be forced to give again. Let's say the husband is mukishrim, so on, he's a contagious disease. So then, Besn is kafe to give him again. So, Rav Yisef was kafe certain husbands to give again. So I asked him, Beilam shpotim ashatosim with mayim. So in other words, did that require smuchim and anonymous gates on it? Even a gate said he was not the son of his mother. So how could it be gate? So that means kviye is muscle only to smuchim. There is no kviye by a gate. So how could a gate force a husband to give a gate in certain cases? When Allah is gate, we say, Sabai says, Shlechusayikav, in other words, it was delegated to us, we are the shluchim of the smuchim. So it's on the basis of the psychiatry. So Rashi says, Mil Bishlecha, what does Mil mean? Even Balkorche of the Baal. In other words, the Baal doesn't want, so she can have an old, the Kiddushin Mimafreya, Balkorche of the Baal. So why does Rashi say call the tikkun rabbonon king rice tikkun? Because get does not require this, but a baal can of bedin until chen rab nigarishin be nigarish sishli baal kocho, so he can be nigarish to tviye. So mele if he's nigarish to tviye, so it has to be nigarish. That's also the chiddush. According to Rashi, it has to be in the presence of Bezn Smuchim. Of Bezn, but it has to be of Smuchim also, because Kriya is only Mosul to Smuchim. It's very strange. I know it's very strange. I'm just mentioning it here at the book. So it's very strange. But anyway, there it's not a minion that we force the woman, because she doesn't require dasayish. I mean, we have to say pshatlet, but this is how Reb Chaim Elojenberg explained it. So mele, now he explains the Maram Rutenberg says Rabbi Nigarshin was misakin that a baal cannot be nigarish as ishti baal kocho. So the question is, suppose he did divorce, is it effective the Ebed or not? No, Achlik is Rishen. So many Rishen say the Ebed, she is divorced. But Maram Rutenberg says that she is not even divorced. So the question is, how could Rabbi Gershon be misakin? Rabbi Gershon could Chas V'Sholem be mitvatel the dinator? I mean, how is it shayach? So Rabbi Chaim Elojenberg explains that Maram Rutenberg on the basis of the Rash, when Rash and the innocent is here, when they say be best in, it means only when it's Migarish Balkor, only when it's Migarish Balkor. So, So Mele, since he's Bal Kolchei, so Kfiye requires Bez. There cannot be Kfiye Shaloyal to Bez. Even the Kfiye, I mean, it's difficult because here it's not a mean of Kfiye. In other words, could we say, let's say, an Odin can be Mishachrer, an Evet, Bal Kolchei, it's a mean of Kfiye? It doesn't require Das Kene. So get does not require Das Kene. I mean, the Das Kene would be the Isha. So the Baal, so it's not here. So, apparently, it does, we do have to have recourse to Kriya. We have to understand it. So, Mele, since we have to resort to Kriya, Kriya cannot be done without Bezdin. And Mele, if Bezdin, it means Bezdin Smuchim, because the Gaitis are not even Bezdin. The Gaitis are not even Bezdin. So the reason as to why we can be Gaita is because of Shluchosai Kavino. But without Shluchosai Kavino not, some Mele, Shluchosai Kavino is only Shayach. There's the Pshat Maram Rutenberg. If it's Kedin. Shluchosai Kavino means that the Chachomim Orishayim, Bizman HaTanoim, delegated to us until Yemei HaMashiach, Kiyach Kviya in certain situations. But the Chachomim Moreshim certainly did not delegate to a person who acts Shaloi Kedin. After all, there is a Chirim Rabbi Gershon, a Chirim Atzibo, not to administer a get Bal Kochi of the Isha. So, in such a case, there is no Shlokasai Kadimon. If there is no Shlokasai Kadimon, so he cannot be Megareish Bal Kochi. Why do I mention all that? Because that question that you raised, is it a Rai of Shtores according to Tesis, or it's an extraneous Rai? So if we were to assume the way the Nidbihude assumes, and Nidbihude assumes that only according to Rashi, according to Zeal, but not as a double Muskem, I mean, as a matter of fact, there are many Chubis in Achreinim that even Shaloi Bezni, Moknigon, it's all right. Why? Because they consider that Ishtas Yochit, Rashi Shini, even according to Nebihude. But even according, assuming, like the Pshat Nebihude, that according to Yenison and Zeal and to Rashi, so get requires Bezni. So then we could say, Mistome Behashon Haseh, since it requires Bezni, the Raiseh. And Bezni, there is certainly, so, a chazoke, I mean, the Bezdin will administer everything he does with him. But if we are going to say, that it doesn't require Bezdin, so Mele, how can we say Mistame Be'ashanase? In the context of Chaim Alojener, even Rashi and Yemes Mezial, they only mean get Bal Kocha requires Bezdin. But Shaloi Bal Kolchei, so then it certainly doesn't require Bezdin. How can we say the Rai of Shtores that it was Nimsa Bifnei Mesirah? Why? I mean, what? Fine. Where is the Rai? What? Or maybe the Edim, but maybe there are no Edim. So. When the Edim sign a sign, they don't know anything. They might, the Gershon might not even take place, and if it does take place, they might be in the Yam of Chassidishon, and they might not be living either. I mean, how can we rely? I mean, why? The Eidech Sime, before the signing gets, so they make sure that the Baal, what is the Yamashbir, the Baal, that when you are Mesa the get, you will be Mesa the presence of Eidim, and there's not Shaya. So it's not even Shaya. As an extraneous Echocha, it's difficult. All right. As an extraneous Echocha, so in other words, it's a right of Chaskaskashkos of the Baal, because Stam Baal is an Alachavidi, is whole kosher. I mean, today we certainly couldn't say it is in Shtana, Teva Miodama, unfortunately, but assuming that most Jews are Yisraelim Sheirim, so then we could explain it on the basis of an extraneous Echocha. If we are to say like the Nidbihude, that it requires Bezdin, then it can be explained not only on the basis of an extraneous Echocheh, but even on the basis of a Raif Shores too. There's a question, since it requires Bezdin, and of course Bezdin, it is always presumed that Bezdin does everything he does with Din, otherwise, I mean, has to show him, so everything is both. If Bezdin doesn't, but if he doesn't require Bezdin.
The right he gave from Bezdin.
What is that?
The right he gave, that he gave in front of Bezdin.
That, what?
If it's the Sharon that's telling us this is no right that he gave in front of Bezdin.
Yeah, all right, so if it requires Bezdin, some male, we say that we chotifin shaman to do it naturally before Bezdin. Naturally before Bezdin. Like the chotifin shaman is Yufi, I mean. So the same thing. Well, that's right. But if he doesn't require Bezdin, the whole apocha, as we can say, if the soil are sharing, so then it's an extraneous apocha. But it's a raya of shtoros, it's a child. And then according to the time of Rosh Hashanah, so it only applies to a get on koch. But that in itself has to be explained. So, we have to say that according to Tosfos, it's only an extraneous Echocheh. You see, the fact that the Rif says in the almost for Sheni, that it is seen without in Nisire, so it's a good Raya, it's even Likim Adovo. That's not an extraneous Echocheh. Because Likim Adovo, there couldn't be such a thing, I mean, on the basis of an extraneous Echocheh. It has to be a Raya Vedis. But this, that we stomach Hachshana say in the presence of Eidim, that's probably only on the basis of an extraneous Choch, of a Choch studies, not as a Raya of Shtonis. Raya of Shtonis. So if we say, and that's the Pashtes, that Ged doesn't require Bezdin and Yimis and Zilas references, Chaim Elojana says, only to get Baal Kolchei, so how could it be a Raya of Shtoris? So it's only based on the Kashras of the Baal. So it's only a Chochas Dodis. In other words, the Baal is not Choshut. The Baal is not Choshut to handle a get against the Rib. So it's only as a Chochas Dodis. All right, we'll leave it here. So that's what Rabbi Chaim Volozhin says, because Mi'un is effective Baal Kolche of the Baal.
So therefore they made that every Mi'un should be that,
that's
even if it's not from
that. In the Bisalevi, was it in the second Chilik? Then it's not the Chutam Shulish. The Chutam Shulish doesn't appear, but it's a special Chutam Shulish.